Hello.
Hi, thank you for
Hello.
calling OMAX Health. My name is Tiffany. Can I please get your zip code, please?
30135.
All right, and also your first and last name.
Janet Jones.
And you said 360-35.
No, 30135.
Okay. All right, give me just a moment.
Sure.
Jones. Okay, this here, Robert Jones and a George
That's my
Jones.
husband.
Okay, so it's in his name,
My husband's
Robert.
Robert.
Robert. Okay. All right, can I
But
get
there's
you
probably a
to?
lot of Roberts.
Okay, we're gonna make sure it popped up with that zip code. Can I get you to verify the shipping address for me?
7473 Elderberry Drive, Douglasville, Georgia.
Yep, that's what we have.
That's us then.
Okay, all right, and how can I help you today?
He's always pulling muscle, so he's used the CryoFreeze CBD roll-on, and I pulled a muscle in my rib cage over the weekend, and he kept wanting me to use it, and I didn't want to use it, and I used it, and this is going to really sound stupid. I don't feel high from it, but I feel really dizzy. Is that a possibility that I would be dizzy from this? Because I said, since you rolled this on, honey, I'm feeling really dizzy. The first time you did it last night, we were watching TV, felt nothing. This morning at 7 o'clock, I had real trouble sleeping, so he rolled it on. He went to go to Costco, and I went back to bed and fell asleep. And then I got up, and he said, at noon, do your ribs still hurt as bad as last night? And he said, let's roll it on. And since he did, I'm sitting here and I'm telling him, I'm dizzy. He goes, ooh, you got high from the CBD. I said, that's not funny. I'm going to look it up. So that's my question. Is that possible?
Now, I never heard, honestly, this is the first time I ever heard anyone say they had any type of side effects dealing with
Okay.
taking that product. So that's the first time that I ever heard that. And I never heard anyone to actually use that product and say, hey, they took a drug test and it was in their system. I never heard of that as well, because it really doesn't
Oh, I'm
have that
not.
much THL in it.
Okay. It's just me. I've been having a problem being dizzy the last couple of weeks. Doctors have been playing with my medication, but I was doing really good this weekend. And I said, oh man, now I'm feeling dizzy like I did Thursday and Friday. And I said, oh, do you think it's from this? And he went, I don't think so.
Yeah, I agree with him as well. Like I said, we never had anyone to say it caused, them to be dizzy, anything like that. And then plus,
Okay.
it only has like 3% of that THL in it anyway, so it shouldn't cause like you to have any type of side effects or anything like that.
That's what I'm seeing on the internet. Nothing says anything like that. Then it's just me and my dizziness came back today. He said, you're probably not hydrated enough, and that's probably very true. So I
Oh,
will just
gotcha.
hydrate. And thank you, Tiffany. Well, I'm trying, but you can't just sit and siphon the water in.
Right.
Like he said, stop doing
I
it
know,
like
right.
that. Drink one of your little Gatorades and stop thinking about it and sit down. And when the dizziness goes away, you'll be fine. So I went, okie dokie.
Right. Yes, try doing that. I agree.
Yeah, well, I've been through quite a bit with my health lately. So the dizziness has been just, if you've ever had like vertigo or anything, when you're dizzy, you can't do anything.
Right. Nothing
So
but
it's
basically sit
fine.
there.
Yeah, well, I've been pretty much sitting for a year,
Oh
so I'm
boy.
tired of that. Well,
Right.
I'm a migraine sufferer and I've tried a lot of things, and I was in a hospital in Chicago for 15 days and we got home on May 22nd, and then this one medicine that I was still on, they started playing with that one and changing it, and that's when the dizzy started. And so we went back to the other, and that was last week, and
Right.
last week was just a nightmare. So he's
Well,
saying it's probably just a bad day today, so
I hope
don't
every
blame
I
the
hope they get the
CBD.
correct, and I hope they get your health issues under control. I really hope they do that, because I know someone that suffers from migraines, and that's like nothing to deal with. It's like sometimes they have to sit in the dark for like weeks at a time because of this, even any type of sunlight is just sensitive to their eyes and it causes their migraine to get worse than what it is. So I pray that everything works out for you on that migraine situation.
Yeah, well, God's been working. I've got blackout curtains in my room. Our room is pitch black. You can't see in there without a flashlight.
Gotcha.
I've been like this for 40 something years.
Oh.
With breaks. But this last 3 years have been really bad, but God is so faithful. So
yes, He is.
I'm 3/4 of the way there. And once we get this other thing under control, I'm going to be good to go. And I just keep thanking Him even on the dizzy days because
yes.
He's got a plan for me.
That's right.
So my eyes are up and my knees are down. And that's
yes,
how
ma'am.
I try to live.
Yes, ma'am.
He will not let me down.
Amen to that.
Thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
For listening.
You're welcome.
Have a blessed day.
All right. And you do the same as well. And thank you for calling OMAX Health.
Thank you, Tiffany. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.